Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones, ball gets knocked away. The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area, and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit.
Courtesy of CBS Sports, the Pittsburgh Steelers win yesterday. I think throwing just a little bit of a wrinkle in the Ravens' march to the AFC North Championship. They're now, instead of being 5-4, they're 5-3. Ravens in second place at 3-5. But they still have two games left with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do not fret, folks. Nothing to see here. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers a problem for the Baltimore Ravens? Yes, because they're currently in first place.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers a problem for the Baltimore Ravens? Ed, yes, because they have an outstanding coach.
Yeah.
But I still believe the Baltimore Ravens will win the AFC North.
Me too. I was just hoping that the Colts would knock them off yesterday and make the path a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got some tough. They have the Chargers coming up, and they're in Los Angeles. They got the Bills. Obviously, got the Ravens. They got the Lions at the end of the season. So they have a lot of tough games coming up.
Yeah, and again, like I said, they still have to play the Ravens twice.
Yeah.
Ravens control their own destiny here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, did you your thoughts on yesterday's win by the Steelers?
I watched a good bit of this game. going back to what I said on Friday, again, right spot for the home team, but when you look at the game, you definitely think the road team is the better team. And the Colts just couldn't get out of their own way. Daniel Jones looked like Daniel Jones in New York.
He did,
turnovers,
he?
Yeah. Fumbles. Every single time the ball bounced, it looked like it went the Steelers' way. And oh, by the way, before the game, did you see Aaron Rodgers hurt his hand?
Mm-hmm.
What did he dislocate, like his pinky or something? And so, yeah, I mean, look, if you beat, I think it was this weekend, my buddy Varghese pointed it out and said, if the Ravens win all of their divisional games, they're going to get a home playoff game. They're going to win their division. It's just, it's that cut and dry, basically. And you got two games against the Steelers. You got Cincinnati with, go ahead and give them a 30-point lead and see what happens. They're going to lose that damn game. It doesn't matter. Cincinnati sucks. Pittsburgh, for all my Steeler fans out there, you guys suck too. It's just who sucks the least in this division. And I have more confidence in the Ravens making the run with their schedule with Lamar back there than any of these other teams.
That's
I'm not
right.
buying into Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm just not.
You asked me Friday, if the Steelers win that game against the Colts, does it change my mind about the Steelers? I said, no, they're home. Home game.
You're right.
It does not change my mind at all. I still feel the same way.
It might be the first time Tomlin's been a back-to-back underdog at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't happen because they're what? He's Mr. 500 or whatever. He always gets his team just above 500, gets them into the postseason. But at some point, it's got to be that next step. And it's kind of weird watching the game, too, because DK Metcalf caught a pass early. I don't know if he caught anything after that.
Is somebody going to ask the general manager of Pittsburgh when you're going to get them better ingredients? Because I think Mike Tomlin is, I do. I think he's just as much a victim as anything else. He doesn't have a good roster. I mean, I think he does the most. Every year we say he does the most with the roster that he has. Okay, well, when are you going to give him a good roster? Because I don't think he has one.
Well, they haven't recovered since losing Big Ben, right? They've chased some. Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph was another guy they thrust in there. And now you're going out and getting free agents like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers. Those are supposed to be the stopgaps of you guys getting your quarterback. And they still haven't found him.
Ew.
What?
DK Metcalf had 2 catches for 6 yards.
Told you.
You know what his long was? 6 yards. That means the second catch was for 0.
Yeah, he caught it and they tackled him right at the line of scrimmage. Because this is where the quarterbacks get away. Mahomes does it, Aaron Rodgers does it. The snap push pass, which is a run, But it's not a run because you passed it.
It's in front of the quarterback. Yeah.
So it ends up being a touchdown pass if he gets in.
So they got him.
They did that, and he got tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and he had one other catch late.
I love you talk about the advantages. They interviewed Josh Allen after the game last night. They said he passed Earl Campbell, which we talked about for all time for touchdown runs. And Josh Allen, complete honesty, said, you know, it's great. You know, it's surreal when you hear your name passing some of the all-time greats. But I had a lot of one-yard touchdowns to pad my stats.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That guy's so freaking likable. It's just a shame that.
You said that before. Yeah. I don't get that.
What, him being likable?
He's not unlikable, but I don't get him as incredibly likable.
I do. He says all the right things. Did you see him talking about his fiance, Haley Steinfeld? Like, everybody wants to talk to him about, hey, how you... He's like, oh, can we talk about my wife and how great she is? And like, what she... Or my fiance and how great... He says all the right things. If you watch his interactions with the kids, even talking about other players, did you see what he said about Lamar? Like, it's just, he's very, very likable. I think he does all the right things on and off the field. You can stare at me all you want. You like Aaron Rodgers.
I'm listening to you. No. I will never call Aaron Rodgers likable. I will never call A.A. Ron likable. Let's go to Antonio, who is in. I got to get used to this mouse. Antonio, who is in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Should the Ravens be the favorites against the Vikings in Minnesota? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Without a question.
Are they favorites right now, Jeremy?
I believe they are. Let me get the exact number for you.
Even after the Vikings beat down on the road of the Lions yesterday?
They don't care. They know what the deal is. They know.
You know what time it is?
You know. Yeah. But go ahead and tell them.
You had said that the Lions were the best team in the league at home.
Yep. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites.
They were home and they lost.
Ravens are 3.5-point
favorites. But what you had said was...
Yeah.
The Lions. So based on that, then the Ravens should be underdogs.
Why? Because Minnesota beat the Lions and the Lions beat the Ravens? And my knee bones connected to
yes.
that? Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Howdy, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, man.
I figure that's how, you know what I mean? Doesn't 1-1 equals 2?
Not in football.
Don't?
I don't think so. We saw some crazy stuff this weekend, man. I don't think
on both levels, college and NFL.
Is there a great team in the league?
It's not a good team in the league. I'm still looking for a good team because
as soon as you think they're good, they let you down.
As soon as you think they're trending in greatness, they lose at home.
Yeah. Does anybody do what they're supposed to do anymore? Do you know what I mean? Like you face inferior opponents, you're supposed to beat them. Then you go on the road and you face another good team, and it's like that's okay to lose that game. But it always feels like these teams find a way to lose to these trash-ass ball clubs.
Wouldn't that be boring if everybody
It would
did?
Be. But it's just, this is how the league works. This is what I was saying to people when they just bet favorites all the time. Oh, yeah, this guy's going to win. Oh, yeah, they got to win. They're better than them. It's football. Weird things happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.